Wow. You know, and it's not just here either. I was down in Grayling visiting a buddy of mine earlier in the week, and we were sitting on the bank on the North Branch, kicking back and, you know, smoking a cigar and drinking a little spot of bourbon, and I couldn't believe how high the river still was. And they haven't had rain down there in, I think, a couple of weeks. So it's just crazy that this water doesn't seem to be going anywhere. It doesn't compute to me.
Well, what annoys me is that they, because we're at about 20 inches below the top of the dam in Sheboygan, they gave up on all of the extra efforts. They turned off the extra pumps, and they've since removed them. They've put the gates back in. I don't know what the status is on the hydro. I don't believe it's running again. They shut it down to change a bearing, and it was only supposed to be down for a day, and then it was over the weekend, and now I haven't heard anything that it's back running. But there are many places still underwater. If you're on 68 right there coming into Atlanta, where you go over the bridge that goes over the Crooked River, all of those docks on both sides of the street, north and south of 68, those docks are still underwater. I mean, by about a foot, you can see it when the sun shines. You know, you can't really put boats in because, you know, you're going to get wet coming and going to them. The original estimate of, you know, gaining an inch and a half a day, you know, takes you a month to gain a foot, and even that doesn't seem to be holding. So, I mean, it's going to be 4th of July weekend before things resemble normal. You know, Burt Lake State Park opened on the 15th, and the campground was only about a quarter open. For the holiday weekend, they were almost full. I wouldn't say completely full, but almost full, and the park's in good shape. But you have no more beach. It doesn't exist because it's underwater. The boat launches are not open. Most municipal and public launches are not open, even though the lakes and the rivers are all completely open. I think Crooked River is still no wake, and the lakes are supposed to be no wake, but, you know, nobody's going to enforce that. It's just a weird summer. No matter what happens from here on, it's going to be a weird summer. And I did feel kind of bad for some of the people at the state park because there were at least 20 people with boats on trailers. And, you know, what are they going to do with them? Where are they going to go?
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, is there not some commitment that DNR or whomever might have to get those folks to get access back to their docks and reclaim their property from the high water? I mean, what's the problem? Are they afraid that they're going to, you know, overfill Lake Huron? Good grief.